Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move that underscores the complexities of global trade, India has blocked China's first request to constitute a dispute settlement panel at the World Trade Organization, or WTO, over tariffs and incentives on IT products and solar energy goods. This development marks the first major WTO confrontation between India and China in the renewable energy and electronics manufacturing space, testing the boundaries of green industrial policy under multilateral trade law. The dispute centers on China's complaint targeting to policy clusters at the heart of India's manufacturing strategy, solar energy measures and IT goods measures. China contests India's tariffs on smartphones, telecom equipment, and select IT products, arguing they breach India's commitments under the WTO Information Technology Agreement, known as ITA-1, which was agreed upon in 1996. It's worth noting that India never joined the expanded ITA-2, which was agreed upon in 2015 and covers a wider list of high-end electronics. India has maintained that the measures are WTO consistent on multiple grounds. First, there's the issue of supply chain diversification, as China holds over 80% of the global market share across the solar PV value chain, creating systemic concentration risk. What makes this significant is that such dominance can have far-reaching implications for global trade and energy security. Building on this, India also cites energy security justifications under the general exceptions of GATT Article XX and security exceptions under Article 21. Crucially, these measures are also coherent with India's 500 gigawatts non-fossil electricity capacity target by 2030, which is part of the Panchamrit commitments announced at COP26 Glasgow in November 2021. And here is something that surprises many students: IT tariffs are calibrated to the manufacturing base built up under the Production Linked Incentive Scheme, or PLI, for mobile phones and telecom. Now, let us turn to how the WTO dispute settlement system works. The dispute settlement architecture is governed by the Dispute Settlement Understanding, or DSU, one of the founding agreements of the WTO. A key point to remember is that China's request on 22 May was its first, and at the next dispute settlement body meeting, China can renew the request, and the panel will be constituted automatically, meaning India can no longer block it. Thereafter, the proceedings move into substantive panel adjudication. It is worth pausing here to note that the WTO's institutional context, particularly the appellate body crisis, plays a significant role in understanding the implications of this dispute. The WTO appellate body has been dysfunctional since December 2019 because the United States has blocked the appointment of new judges. The appellate body requires a minimum of 3 judges to hear appeals, but vacancies have not been filled. A workaround, the multi-party interim appeal arbitration arrangement, or MPIA, operates among willing members, but India is not a member of MPIA. This means panel rulings, if appealed, may end up in an appeal into the void, an unresolved limbo. Moving on to India's solar manufacturing push, the disputed measures sit within a layered industrial strategy. The PLI scheme for solar PV modules and the approved list of models and manufacturers, or ALMM, are key components. The ALMM has a list I for modules, which was notified in March 2019, and enforcement was reinstated from April 2024 after a temporary suspension. There's also a list II for cells, which is to be notified, integrating domestic cell capacity into the eligibility framework. Domestic capacity estimates for 2025 and the 2030 manufacturing target are crucial for understanding India's ambitions in the solar sector. With that background in place, let us look at India's recent WTO dispute history. The current China-initiated dispute is the latest in a long line of disputes touching India's renewable energy industrial policy. This is part of a broader global pattern of green industrial subsidies running into WTO rules, as seen with the US Inflation Reduction Act, the EU Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, and China's own subsidy regime for electric vehicles, solar PV, and batteries. The underlying tension is that WTO law remains anchored in a pre-climate, pre-supply chain security framework, while major economies are simultaneously pursuing aggressive industrial policy. Now, let us consider the bilateral context of India-China relations. The WTO dispute thus runs in parallel with a careful political normalization, illustrating that trade frictions can persist even as security ties stabilize. But why does this matter? It matters because it shows that economic and strategic interests can have complex, sometimes contradictory, implications for bilateral relations. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for GS Paper 2, International Relations, covering India-China bilateral relations, multilateral institutions like the WTO, reform of the global trade architecture, and India's position in the Global South. It's also relevant for GS Paper 3, Indian Economy, touching on industrial policy and PLI, trade balance, renewable energy targets, and Atmanirbhar Bharat, as well as the effect of liberalization and mobilization of resources. For prelims, remember key facts like the WTO establishment, DSU structure, ITA 1, ITA 2, ALMM, PLI solar outlay, India's 500 gigawatts non-fossil target, and the Panchamrit commitments at COP26. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The WTO was established on 1st January 1995 under the Marrakesh Agreement of 1994. The WTO headquarters is in Geneva, Switzerland, and it has 166 members, with Comoros being the 165th member as of 21st August 2024, and Timor-Leste being the 166th member as of 30th August 2024. The Director General of the WTO is Noguchi Okonjo-Iweala, who has been in office since 1st March 2021. India is a founding member of the WTO. The Dispute Settlement Understanding, or DSU, states that a panel is automatically established at the second request, as per Article 6. India's basic customs duty, or BCD, on solar modules is 40%, effective from 1st April 2022, and on solar cells, it is 25%, also effective from 1st April 2022. The approved list of models and manufacturers, or ALMM, is notified by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE. The PLI solar outlay is 24,000 crore, which includes 4,500 crore for Phase I and 19,500 crore for Phase II. India's 2030 non-fossil capacity target is 500 gigawatts, as announced under the Panchamrit commitments at COP26 Glasgow in November 2021. China's share of the global solar PV value chain is over 80%. The WTO Information Technology Agreement has two versions, ITA 1, which was agreed upon in 1996, and ITA 2, which was agreed upon in 2015. India is a party to ITA 1 only. The WTO appellate body has been dysfunctional since December 2019 due to the US blocking appointments. In conclusion, this dispute between India and China over solar and IT measures at the WTO reflects the broader challenges of balancing national industrial policies with international trade agreements, especially in the context of renewable energy and technological advancements. This balance will continue to shape the global economic and geopolitical landscape.